This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com and Equities.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest, and it's quite funny because he was on the show only about a week ago, so he must have some great news to tell us today, that being Pressure Biosciences, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol PBIO, and with us today is the CEO of the company, Rick Schumacher. Rick, welcome back to the show.
Hey, I really appreciate the offer to come back on. Great hearing your voice.
Well, you know, you were on the show back on November the 9th, and I guess you guys met your first milestone, completing the development of the first working prototype of the UST system. So bring us up to speed. Where do we go from here?
Well, we did. You were gracious enough to have me on, and we did meet that first milestone. It was an all-out effort by a bunch of people here at the company to make that first instrument. You'll recall the Ultra Shear Technology, or USD, is a combination of using ultra-high pressure and shearing, very intense shearing. Shearing is cutting. So we've developed a patented valve that cuts or shears oil, for instance, into small different particles, and we make them into what are called nanoparticles. So using ultra-high pressure and ultra-shearing, We were thinking that we could develop a method that could make what's called a nanoparticle nano-emulsions, things that don't go together normally would if they're very small. And that's exactly what we did. We made the instrument. You were kind enough to have me on your show last week, a week and a half ago. We talked about the instrument, the first working prototype of the Ultra Shear Technology, or UST, system. And we're very excited about that. And here I am again, excited, and maybe even more excited, because now that we had the instrument, we were able to start working on a protocol, a recipe. And in fact, we were able to develop in 10 days the first recipe of being able to break oil into small little particles so that oil and water could mix. So that's exactly what we did. Put together a video. It's available on our website. If your listeners go to pressurebiosciences.com, right front and center, breaking news, it has a video, about a 10-minute video, on how we can break oil into tiny nanoparticles, a nano-emulsion, and mix it with water. And so we're very, very excited about having the instrument and now the method that works.
Well, let me tell you something. After your press release came out, I was up in Las Vegas last week at one of the biggest conferences of marijuana. It was called the MJ BizCon. And I was telling people about your technology, even though I haven't shared this with you yet. I felt like I was Jesus. I must have had 20 people around me, and I was talking to them and telling them about how if on the CBD, the oil floats up to the top, you've got this sheer technology that it's going to be solubles, so that's going to be mixed in, which is going to get more penetration into the body and is going to do a lot more healing. That being said, tell us more about where you're going to take this technology, how you're going to monetize it, and where do we go from here?
Well, you know, Everett, you hit the nail on the head. You talked about the absorption rate. CBD in oil, anything in oil, doesn't get absorbed well by the body. The body is water, is primarily water, and we need things to be water-soluble. So when you take CBD or any of the cannabinoids that come out of the cannabis plant or the hemp plant, and you ingest them in an oil, you're only going to get, most people think, less than 10% of the CBD or the other molecule going into your system. If you could make it water soluble, you'd get probably 80, 90% or more. And that's exactly what we've done. We've made oil water soluble by breaking it down into nanoparticles. There's so many different things that where we can go. We can go into cosmetics. We can go into pharmaceuticals. We can go into lubricants and paints. We can go into sunscreen. There's so many different oil-based products that could be broken into small nanoparticles that would help them to be absorbed better. But the first and foremost place is going to be in CBD. We were tuned in on this by some friends of ours who said there's a problem in that area, a wonderful opportunity for a company. Use your science and see if you can make oil to be broken into smaller particles so it would become absorbed. We spent 3 months on this, and I had half my team on it, and in fact, that's what we've done. So we're going to focus on the CBD area. I'm sorry I missed you. I wanted to get out to the meeting, as you know, but instead I stayed here and worked with my team, and we got the video out last Friday, the one I mentioned is on our website. Right now we are talking to cannabis companies, primarily in the CBD area. We're talking to companies that are on the small end and the large end and everywhere in between. Very excited. We've had some people that wouldn't take our call before that are taking it now. We've had other people that have called us. I've had people that weren't really that interested 2-3 months ago, and I got texts and emails and calls from them in the last couple of days and over the weekend. So very excited. We're going to focus in the CBD area in our first product line, trying to help companies that make CBD products, whether it be beverages or edibles, or they just want that CBD oil to be absorbed better. We believe that we can help.
As for my listeners, I want you to listen very carefully. I have brought you a lot of winners over the years, and I am telling you right now, with a market cap of only $5.7 million, a stock price fluctuating anywhere from $3.20 to $3.60, this company and its technology is grossly undervalued. When people finally come to conclusion that the technology that that Pressure Biosciences has, that it's a paradigm shift, and I say that, a paradigm shift in this industry, this stock is going to blow up. And I think that we're ahead of the curve line a little bit, but I'd rather be ahead of the curve line than behind it. Rick, that being said, the working prototype, the UST system, the proprietary method that you have, do you have a utility or a provisional patent? Tell us about the outside of that, the sheer technology.
We actually have two patents that are part of the UST platform system. One part is what we call the barrel isolators, and these are parts of the system that keep the fluid that you're breaking into a nanoparticle away from the fluid that brings you the pressure, so that it's much easier when you're done to clean it in place and to make sure that there's no contamination. The other part is the shearing valve. It's the major part of this. High pressure is important, and as you know, we're one of the top companies in the world in using high pressure for commercial reasons.
Absolutely.
We get the pressures up to 60, 70,000 pounds per square inch, Everett. And so this combines high pressure with the shear. The shearing is coming from a valve that we invented, that we filed patents on. We've already received patent in China. We have reason to believe that a pretty good chance we're going to get patents issued in many other countries, U.S., Europe, etc., many countries in Europe. Very excited about that. We're hearing from our patent lawyers that there's not a lot of pushback. We think it's a very novel, unique type of shearing valve. I don't think I've never seen anything like it, quite frankly, in the world. And so when you combine our barrel isolators with our barrel shear valve, and you put it together with the high pressure that we're experts in, then you've got a ultra shear technology platform. And that's what we're going to be coming out with next year. We're talking to people now. We've proven it works. That was the key. Can you make it work?
Absolutely.
Can you make the instrument and system and make it work? And that's what we've done. And I really appreciate you giving us the opportunity to talk about it to your great listening base.
What's the plan from here going forward? Are we going to keep everything in-house? Are we going to license out our technology?
Good question. You're going to have me back on your show. We're looking at a number of different opportunities. First of all, we think the opportunities outside of CBD are actually much bigger than in CBD. But that's not saying that the CBD market isn't big in itself. It's quite large, as you know. We're talking to different groups right now. We know our business model in the biotech area is to build instruments and sell instruments to end users. You know, we have 300 instruments and 200 labs all over the world. We have some of the top key opinion leader labs and proteins in the world that are using the other system, the system we use for pressure cycling, and we've got that model. So we know we can build these instruments and build them right and get them out to 100 or 200 places pretty quickly, and that would be, you know, very, very large revenue generation. However, we also know that there's some companies out there that may be interested in licensing it and to minimize us making it available as a competitive method to them elsewhere. So we're going to spend a few weeks. We're not going to spend a long time. We're going to spend a few weeks between now and maybe Christmas, and we're going to make decision on what do we want to do in 2019. Do we want to make many, many instruments and go out and sell instruments? We're very good at that, as you know.
Absolutely.
That's what we do with our pressure cycling. Or do we want to maybe go to one or two or three companies that have very specific reasons for it and maybe license them and work exclusively with them and not with 100 different companies. So it's those are the fun problems you have. You know, how do you want to make money? Do you want to make money doing A, or do you want to make money for your shareholders doing B? So we're very excited about that opportunity.
My guest today is Rick Schumacher, CEO of Pressure Biosciences, Inc. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol PBIO. Rick, in closing here, what would you want my listeners to take away from this interview?
Well, I appreciate what you said. Obviously, it's your comments and your words, and I didn't even hear you say them before you said them. I was very, very pleased. We do believe that we're very undervalued. We believe that part of it is because we're on the over-the-counter. We are a QB. I run the company like it's a NASDAQ company. I've had three successful NASDAQ companies in my life. All three I've either started or helped start. The combined market cap of those three was $1 billion. As you pointed out, this one, which I think is as good as any of my previous three, is sitting with a market cap now with the outstanding stock of $1.7 million of about $5 million. So we agree with you. We agree that we think we're very undervalued. We work hard. We got some amazing technology. And I think the listeners that you have, which is a tremendous listening base, if they just take the time to go to the video on our website, go to the website, I think they'll see what you were trying to say earlier.
Rick, I want to thank you for coming on the show. I wish you nothing but continued success. Keep doing what you're doing. I believe in yourself. I believe in your company. And hopefully you'll come back on the show in 30 or 40 days. Give us an update of your new technology.
I will do that. You guys have happy holidays if I don't talk to you before.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.